This week, a federal judge in Louisiana is expected to rule on whether the CDC can terminate Title 42 on May 23rd as planned. It's the latest in a simmering political battle over the future of the pandemic-era protocol that restricts asylum at the border. And as debate rages in the courts, migrants looking for protection are trying to figure out what's next. From the Fronteras Desk, KJZZ's Elisa Resnick reports.
More than 2 years since the Trump administration enacted Title 42, what was once a little-known CDC statute has kept tens of thousands of migrants and asylum seekers from entering the U.S. By Customs and Border Protection's own figures, the protocol has been used more than 1.8 million times. It's the reason Gilberto, Gavina, and their young son have been stuck here at the port in Nogales for almost a year.
Llegamos a consecuencia de las cosas que no sucedieron.
Gilberto says they came to the border because of what happened in Guerrero, where they're from in southwestern Mexico. It's one of the country's poorest states, and it's been gripped by organized crime violence. We're only using their first name for their safety. Gilberto says his family's been shot at in their home. He's crying, talking about making it here.
La realidad en nuestro país es un país que se vive lleno de incertidumbre, que si va a amanecer el día de mañana o no.
Because the reality of our country is living in uncertainty, he says. You don't know if you'll wake up each morning. They've been waiting to apply for asylum in the U.S. Today, that wait is over.
Gracias a Dios, sí. Y pues aquí estamos, con vida.
Thank God we are here, alive, Gavina says. She's wiping tears from her eyes, too. They have plastic sleeves with their IDs, vaccine cards, and negative COVID tests. Pretty soon, they'll walk through the turnstile of the port and present that material to U.S. border officers. Their family is waiting in Phoenix. In a few hours, they'll be released to await their immigration hearing later this year. It's the first step in what can be a years-long asylum process.
Listo.
Listo.
Gavina and Gilberto are some of a handful of migrants allowed to enter the U.S. today as exemptions to Title 42. But the protocol is far from over. A few hundred yards away, a Border Patrol bus drops off dozens of other migrants freshly sent back. A legal advocate is describing what's next for the exemption group.
Documentación de la vacuna?
Sí.
Okay.
Port officers decide who's eligible for exemptions on a case-by-case basis. Legal advocates helping migrants apply say that for months, they were almost impossible to get. They began picking up in Nogales in April. Asylum seekers with urgent medical needs or safety issues were first in line. Next were families who'd been waiting the longest. Marie, a single mother from Guerrero, hoped she'd be one of them.
La lucha sigue.
I met Marie in Nogales last September. She'd arrived there in July with her 12-year-old son and 4-year-old daughter after gang members burned parts of her small mountain town to the ground. We're only using her first name for her safety. Going back to Guerrero wasn't an option, but the tiny room she was renting in Nogales just got too expensive, and she didn't always feel safe. They headed for Tijuana, then Guadalajara. She came back a little over a month ago.
Tenemos una puertita pequeña.
Marie says it feels like asylum seekers like her have this little window, a new hope. Like many people waiting in Nogales, she's trying to apply for asylum here, at the port. That's a right under U.S. law. But Aaron Reichlin Melnick with the American Immigration Council, which advocates for immigrants, says it's just not been possible under Title 42. He says that's part of why apprehensions between ports have surged.
Your best way of doing it is to cross the border illegally, flag down the nearest Border Patrol agent, and ask for asylum. If you want to go to a port of entry, the most likely outcome, unless you're Ukrainian, is that you're going to get turned away.
That's a reality Marie knows well. When the CDC announced an end date to Title 42 last month, it felt like that might finally change. She was in line to finally come to the U.S. as a Title 42 exemption. But last week, as the suit challenging the end of the protocol headed to Louisiana, Marie and her family heard from legal advocates. She says they were told exemptions would slow down. Families would have to wait. It felt like the small window that opened in April was closed again. She's not sure what will happen next, but she's trying to get protection for her kids.
Seguimos en la lucha. Tenemos una esperanza todavía.
So she says she'll keep up the fight. She still has hope. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Reporting from Nogales.